This goes to Dr. Jenna, J-E-N-N-A, Bernson, B-E-R, N like November, S-O-N. Fax 989-629-8145. Regarding Charles Van Hoey, V like Victor, A, N like November, H-O-E-Y. Date of birth, January 4th, 1953. Dear Dr. Bernson, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Van Hoey with stage 3A chronic kidney disease and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was January 13th of this year. His weight is down 13 pounds since his last visit, and he's actively trying to lose weight with caloric restriction, and he's doing very well with that. He's also on the maximum dose of Trulicity, 4.5 milligram weekly, and he's doing well. No chest pain or palpitations. He did have a very bad allergic type reaction to dental anesthesia when he was getting a tooth pulled at the oral surgeon's office, and then he had to go to ER. He did improve. Symptoms went away, but now he needs cardiac clearance as well as neurology clearance before he can have that tooth removed by the oral surgeon. And they believe maybe that it was the epinephrine and the anesthetic that caused the allergic reaction. He had low blood pressure and shock-like reaction, and that did resolve very quickly. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no current edema. Medications, I want to highlight Farxiga, 10 milligram daily. He's on Lyrica. He takes 200 milligram in the morning and 2 in the evening. Actually, yes. Also, Eliquis, 2.5 milligram twice a day. Tramadol is one tablet as needed for pain, just once a day if needed. Actos is 30 milligrams daily. And propranolol is 60 milligram once a day. Lantus insulin is 30 units, actually 7 units daily at bedtime, he reports. Physical exam, weight is 208 pounds, pulse 86, and blood pressure is 106 over 74. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 23rd, 2025. Creatinine is 1.58, and this is stable. His estimated GFR is 46. Calcium 9.3, albumin 4.4. Sodium 142, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide is 30. His hemoglobin is 13.0, normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked him to continue getting labs every 3 months. 2, diabetic nephropathy, also stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.